Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ignite your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love. Be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand. Stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Well, good morning. It's the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host, Cindy Sharp, and your coach. It's so wonderful to have you join this morning. I will just mention that I was up sick all night long, and you know what? I'm here. I have a happy face on, and I'm here to serve you and to love you. And sometimes in our business, things that we have to do is not turn off. It's okay to turn off and give time to ourselves and love ourselves and to say, hey, I've had enough and I need to spend a little time alone or have my me time. But there's also times where you have to go, is this a push-through moment? Is this moment more important than the way that I feel at this second? And we have to have sometimes push-through moments. And push-through moments are where we energy up, we change the vibration of where we are at that moment, and we get ourselves to another vibration so we can start delivering the joyous, loving message that we have for others. So I'm going to ask everybody that's listening today to energy up, pull up your vibration a little bit. Let's spend some beautiful minutes together. So you know what this show is? It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep that spiritual business alive. And we do this a few times a week, or I should say I do, to help support you and to give you some little drops on your business so you can just have a little spark in your business, give yourself a little bit more light in your business, and have some new ideas that guide you and guide your business in a beautiful, gorgeous direction. Today, our topic is transparency, the buzzword. I don't know. You could just be pretty much show anywhere, and you just consistently hear this word, transparency, transparency, transparency. And I just thought it would be really important today to talk about, well, what is transparency really in business? And is this a word that serves you and your business, or is it a word that maybe you don't want to use? And there's no right or wrong. We're just here to talk about it and have a discussion. I want to start announcing something wonderful that's coming up on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, which I'm super excited about, and there's a lot of buzz going on around it because I think it's something that's not only going to support you if you have a healing business, but also if you are a healer and you're looking to learn new ways or new things about the healing business or about your spiritual business, this is going to be a neat thing that we're layering into our show. And the show is called, it's another segment, it's on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and it's called The Messengers. And The Messengers is where we bring together healing professionals that have a healing gift, and they're going to share with you about their gift. They're going to share with you what they do with their gift and how they do their gift, and maybe even possibly we'll ask them a few questions about their business and see if they have any little words of wisdom to support you, to empower you, and to make sure that every day that you're feeling embraced and loved in your business, because that's what we do here on the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show. We empower spiritual healers to heal their business and to create raving, loving fans, or as I like to call, groupies. Okay, guys, let's get started with our show today. So the topic of discussion is the buzzword, the transparency. And I just want to talk a little bit about this. And, you know, it'd be really interesting if I was in a group, you know, in a room with a group of others, and we could, you know, sit and talk about this transparency word, because I think most people would agree that it's a word that comes up a lot. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that when these buzzwords come up, that we really look at our business and see how are we using some things that come up. And transparency really is this beautiful thing that has come up in, I'm going to say it started kind of in the corporate world. And basically what that was, it was a way that people could kind of speak up. It was a way that people could kind of share their truth. It was a way that they could say, here's how I'm feeling in the moment. And we all know, whether it's in our spiritual business or whether it's just in our relationships or our family relationships or our love relationships, the fact of the matter is, saying how you feel in the moment is certainly an important thing. It's certainly something that is heartfelt. It changes sometimes and shifts what's going on in the situation to be able to really speak up for ourselves and to really to stand in our belief in that moment. The question that I have, you know, I'm putting this spiritual question out to the universe, because I'm not the end all. I'm not the one that is saying this is the way that it works. What I'm saying is that we have to listen to all aspects of everything and make a decision on what's best for us and what's best for our business. But I really believe and think when I hear the word transparency that it's more of a temporary energy. It's more of, you know, a temporary thing that's happening in the now and happening right this minute versus the word authenticity or versus the energy that goes around being an authentic person in your business. And so if we're just talking about your spiritual business, we're going to slide everything out for a minute and just talk about that. I think that there's the buzzword and the transparency is very neat and very cool and, you know, really rocks, we'll call it. But I think that sometimes importance really behind the energy of that word is that we're being authentic in our relationships when it comes to our business. So if I look at authenticity versus transparency, I would say the important piece of your business is to make sure that every day you're bringing the you. You're bringing the real you, you know, who you are in every single thing that you do. You know, one thing that happens when it comes to a business, oh gosh, you know this, I know you'll relate to this, and that is sometimes it's a little hard to know how to be really, truly authentic. Because when we have a business, we're a little bit out of our regular energy and we're trying to kind of move into a little bit of a different energy. And what happens is that kind of pulls us out a little bit, pulls us away of who we really are, and we have to figure out who we are in this new space. Who are we in this new energy? And sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we're looking. Sometimes we're grasping for, well, you know, what do I really feel about this? Or how authentic can I be in this situation? Because we want to be of service. We want to be of love. We want to give all of ourselves to the other person or our client that we're with. And so sometimes it's hard to find that authenticity. So what I want to say when we're talking about this is that it's so important to just figure out who you are and do the best you possibly can. There is no right, there is no wrong. But let me tell you something that I think is beautiful and fantastic that I love. You know, if you look up the word authenticity, here's a couple of things that come up that I think are really neat. Here's a word that come up: being genuine, being real, being trustworthy, and being reliable. So I know when it comes to my business, I like to be as authentic as I possibly can, to be able to build trust with my relationship, a deep trust, a loving trust, a reliableness that people can get nowhere else, that they know that they know that they know they can rely on Cindy Sharp. And so I believe bringing that energy of being authentic, of being just who you are, making sure that in every single which way, shape, or form that you're bringing that kind of love to your business creates the long-lasting relationships that we talk about here at Sharpen Your Spirit Radio, or that I coach people on and help them with, and that is those long-lasting relationships that do one amazing thing. They come back again and again and again, and they talk about you to others, because you know what groupies do. You know what fans do. They talk about, they love to as many people as they can. And so to really be able to start creating those relationships, I think we have to move away from this transparency buzzword that's being used so much. And we need to move back to our authentic heart, our authenticness. And our authenticness, even if we do not know exactly what it is in the moment, it's doing the best we possibly can to be of service, to be trustworthy, to be genuine, to be reliable, and to be the real us. So when you're with a client, or you're talking to a client, or you're in front of a client, and as you know, here on 15 Minutes to Thrive, what we talk about is that one-on-one client relationship. And when you're with that client, if there's any time where you're starting to feel a little of the comfortableness, a little bit of I'm kind of out of my space, guess what? That's a message that you aren't being authentic, because you're trying to be somebody that you're not. You're trying to be a salesperson. You're trying to be somebody that does something that doesn't feel comfortable for you. You're trying to get out of the space of who you are because you think you have to be someone else to be successful in business. And you don't. You just have to be you. You just have to be you. You just have to love what you do, and love up who you're with. What I wanted to talk about when it came to the transparency buzzword, because the fact of the matter is authenticity, I believe, is a deeper, more loving way to empower your relationships of your business than the transparency piece. So I want you to just think about that. What I'd like you to think about today before we leave is I always, as you know, give some little, I call them my little joy drops on your business. I want you to really think about, where am I not being authentic? And you know you're not being authentic when there's places in your relationships with your clients where you're not feeling comfortable. You're doing something that doesn't feel comfortable to you. So I want you to think, where am I not being authentic? The new buzzword of transparency. It's about just being who you are, embracing who you are, embracing what you have to give, embracing the love that you have for others. That's what it's about. It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple, but you have to step back a few steps, take a big breath, and ask, where am I stepping outside of myself to be somebody that I think I have to be a business owner. And we all know, as spiritual business owners, our goal is to help others heal. Our goal is to love people up. Be able to love people up and to be able to help others heal, there's some things we absolutely have to do. And one of those first things is starting with self and being just who you are. Don't try to wear the hat of somebody else. Just wear your own hat. Okay, well, that's our beautiful show for today. And I just want to say this one important thing before we leave, and that is that you are loved here, that you are honored here, and that you are certainly accepted wholeheartedly for all the goodies that you bring to the table here at the Sharpen Your Spirit 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive radio show. So I thank you. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. You know how we sign off, same place and same time every day, and that is sending you off with light for your business, and for you, a big kiss. See you later.